Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you live from Pensacola, Florida. It's hot as fuck. Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks for listening, whether you downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, whether you're listening live, yo, or whether you have, what's left, listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streamed free 24/7. We appreciate your listening. Thank you for buying shit through our Amazon link.
Right.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commissione.
Yay.
And it doesn't cost you fuck all.
You know, shout out to everybody out there in the UK. I was listening to NPR. And there's some study out that said that Brexit contributed to the COVID outbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Bigly.
Yeah.
Because the UK people were, well, not all of you guys. I don't mean all of you guys. I mean, we don't. I live in Florida, so I have few stones to throw about COVID.
Right.
But they were all preoccupied with Brexit, and they ignored all these warnings. It's like, hey, there was actually a study that came out before the outbreak saying that the UK, they weren't ready for an outbreak of some shit, you know? Thanks, Boris. It's all these totalitarian.
Nigel Farage.
Right, but it's probably that way in any country with a fucking totalitarian fucknut in charge.
Speaking of, we're still on Twitter.
Speaking of
authoritarian fucknuts.
Right.
Elon's tweets are really, he's like just not even hiding it anymore. He's like,
yes,
QAnon conspiracy theory, batshit lunatic.
He's a piece.
He's
of
out
shit.
Of his fucking mind.
Listen, did he fight Mark over the
did
week? Did he fart?
Billionaires don't fart.
Did he fart on Mike Zuckerberg? Mark Zuckerberg.
They pay people to fart for them.
That's me fault over there.
where's Elon from?
I don't know.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines, everybody. Monday, I was just reading, right, we're under heat advisories today and tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Oh, in Florida, who cares?
Well, specifically where we are.
There might be a person in a guy in a dress reading a book to a child in a library.
Right.
Who cares about this heat advisory?
We're in the
Fuck
red
it.
Zone
yeah.
right now.
But for nothing good, though. Like, Florida's always in the map in a red zone or a dark
right.
color, but never because it's excelling.
Well, it suggests all red zones are probably iffy.
Very negative.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPo.
Nine!
What?
Is the headline, what is the, is it, a, I wonder if it changed.
No,
I saw a different
headline that has thrown me.
I don't understand this.
Pink, stunned, you know, Pink the singer.
Yes.
As fan throws mother's ashes onto stage mid-performance.
I don't mean to laugh, but is that really stunning? I'm just trying to think of the shit that it's been thrown on stage during a live music performance, and that's barely a blip on the radar screen. You know what I mean?
Did she, like, let the ashes fly? Did she throw a... the U.S. songstress was in the middle of belting out her classic Just Like a Pill tune when she noticed the package arrive beside her feet. a fan launched a bag full of their mums. This is from the Mirror in, the UK.
I see pink me mum's ashes.
Launched a bag full of their mums' alleged ashes into the stage mid-song. Pink bent down and in bemusement stopped singing as the music continued. Giving a confused stare at someone in the crowd, the 43-year-old said, "Wait,
yeah.
This is your mom?" With a nervous laugh, she said, "I don't know how to feel about this," before taking the clear bag to the edge of the stage and placing it next to a speaker. So I guess she just chucked a bag.
Right.
But the bag didn't, like, bust open.
I got to tell you something.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
What is wrong?
This is another instance of security just sitting, failing Pink. It's a bag of weird powder was thrown at your main person, and she's handling it. You don't know what the fuck is in that bag. That could be some bad shit, right? I mean, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They should have, someone should have, why didn't someone help Pink? I can't imagine there's not 18,000 people looking at her concert. Someone, go deal with the ashes for your star, for fuck's sake. God damn. This is another one of these at the front. Fucking
it's
story.
Not...
Poor Chris Rock sitting there. Somebody beats the shit out of him. Nobody cares about.
She launched a baggie. I mean, how did she get past security?
I don't know.
Were
but...
they like, that's our coke for the show?
No, but listen, I just, dude. Go look, at the security regulations Kevin Hart has at his shows.
I'm sure he's crazy. Yeah,
fucking around. I mean, you have to literally put all your shit in a locked plastic bag, and your phone has to be somewhere. You know, like in a Faraday case or something. Pink, nobody cares. Here's some powder. Here's some strange ash dust. Clearly, I would say at the very least, suspicious shit. Thrown on stage in a bag should at least get the security to go, oh, maybe we should go look at that, guys. Let's do something. Fuck.
Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo headline. This is such a bizarre story. Mercenary boss Defiant denies trying coup, but taunts the Russian military. So this is all that shit that happened over the weekend with
Parishnikov. What's his name?
Prigozhin?
Prigozhin.
The head of that crazy mercenary,
right.
Like, army. I mean, yes. It's not some little group of like, our Waddler militias that are, like, 18 guys that weigh 18 stone each.
Excuse me. But, our militias are not like that. They are scary. And I was going to ask you, do we have anything similar to the Wagner force in this country? Like, how big are the Oath Keepers?
You mean poundage or how?
No, listen, how, man. We should take. Listen, I yeah. How many people? How many people are in these militias compared to this Wagner group they have?
Well, I think they're smaller groups. I'm hoping they're not. Well, who knows with these Proud Boys?
Is this hi America?
There's a lot of cereal out there.
I know we're watching. From way over here, and we're not taking our militia seriously. We're not. We need to, maybe. Shouldn't we? I mean, look at this shit, huh?
I mean, well, yeah, I'm sure concerned. They're being taken seriously by those that need to take them seriously.
Do you think the FBI looks into all these militias?
I'm sure
they have
I'm sure they're
probably
in,
people undercover.
They're in all of the militias.
God damn, maybe they're running them secretly. I don't know.
Actually, did you see this... before we get back to this shit show, did you see the story of the, there's a video, there was a pride parade.
Yeah.
And there were some Proud Boys there to protest.
Yes.
And cause trouble.
Right.
But there were also some, if I'm on the right, I would say alleged Nazis there.
Yes.
Patriot Front. These are the guys that were the all black, they always wear balaclavas there and like sunglasses. They're always trying to hide their identities.
Yes.
As opposed to the Proud Boys
yes.
who are out and proud.
Right.
They're
throwing milk on themselves.
But they got in a fight with each other.
Oh.
And the Proud Boys beat the shit out of these scrawny little Nazis. Mm-hmm. So now the right is saying this is proof that they were feds. The Proud Boys are saying, we knew they were feds faking being Nazis.
That they surely would have been tougher.
So we beat the shit out of them, and you could see they like yanked the masks off of a bunch of them, and it seemed their number one priority was hiding their faces.
Right, right. Well, I mean, let's just say this. I think the Proud Boys picked on a group that was convenient, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why many are confused, because it's like, well, we think they're on the same side, aren't they? I'm very confused.
Aren't
they kind of on the same side?
But I'm just saying, maybe they didn't pick like an equal adversary, somebody in, that was, I mean, I don't know.
They really were. It was like an army of me's, just scrawny.
Good.
These scrawny Nazi. I'm not a Nazi, but I guess I will say this. I guess I'm svelte like a Nazi.
I will say this. If the Proud Boys want to fucking beat these Nazis until their fists bleed, that's fine with me. I love it. Go ahead. Do it.
Well, yeah. And
for those hell of yeah, us, baby!
For those of us that are like, well, I think they were really Nazis, you know, we're all for it.
Beat the fuck out of each other.
And
police.
If they are feds pretending to be Nazis to stir up trouble, beat the fuck out of them also.
Yeah.
Because they're crooked cops that are inciting violence.
Do you think it's any coincidence that when Trump was president, the FBI took these like domestic terrorists and all these lunatic militias off the radar? They said these guys aren't the priority anymore. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
They changed that.
Stand down, stand by.
Standing.
Stand back.
It's like, I just want a president that can say, fuck Nazis. 24/7, fuck these Nazis. Fuck them. Yeah.
Do you want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name. Give me a name.
White supremacists and right
would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about
it. Who do you want me to condemn? Okay, stand back and stand by. But
Nazis!
Somebody's got to do something.
We want you to condemn Nazis. I mean, you are running for president of a supposed fucking democracy. Damn, it's like...
Who do you want me to condemn?
You fucking Republicans.
That's while he was president.
Yes. And what happened was horrible. The cops didn't do anything. They let the counter-protesters get beaten by these fucking piece of shit neo-Nazis. And our president could not even come out and just say, fuck these Nazis. I stand back, Nazis. What did they want him to say? To stand down?
Condemn.
Condemn
these groups. Okay, stand down, stand by. That's not condemning. And then saying, but somebody's got to do something about this.
You know, let's, you know, that Marvel show, What If, and it takes different, you know, characters in the Marvel verse. And it says, well, what if Spider-Man was a dog or something like that? Right. The What If verse kind of that show on Marvel, the Marvel show.
Right. Right.
What I'm trying to think, what if Ben Carson was elected?
Yeah.
How would all of this have gone? I wonder.
Is he Sandman?
What would he sound like?
Or is a victim of Sandman?
Yeah, wake up, Ben. Wake up, Ben! The Nazis are marching! Wake up, Ben!
So, Russian President Vladimir Putin thanked the nation on Monday for unity after an armed rebellion over the weekend was aborted. Oh, less than 24 hours after it began, earlier in the day, the mercenary chief defended his short-lived insurrection in a boastful statement.
Yes.
In his first appearance since the rebellion ended, Putin also thanked most of the mercenaries for not letting the situation deteriorate into, quote, bloodshed.
Oh, shit. Well.
He said all necessary measures have been taken to protect the country and the people from the rebellion. He blamed Russia's enemies and said they miscalculated. You're blaming us.
You know, Putin praising these people for preventing more bloodshed is fucking insane. I mean.
Meanwhile, the other headlines are that. They think his days are numbered now.
Yeah.
That the long knives are out.
Dude, some journalist, I think, something on Salon, they were describing some of the fighting in Ukraine, and it's crazy. It's like they're comparing it to like trench warfare in World War I. It's fucking nuts. He's saying prevent bloodshed.
Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the mercenary group, said he wasn't seeking to stage a coup, but was acting to prevent the destruction of Wagner, his private military company.
Jeez.
We started our march because of an injustice, he said in an 11-minute statement. 11 minutes. These are like manifestos. God. Giving no details about where he was or what his plans were.
God, I'm just thinking about you doing 11 minutes after a coup. I mean, what do you say? A failed coup, I guess. Hey, everybody.
You know, you bring out your old stuff that you haven't workshopped at,
have you guys,
at open mics yet.
This worked great back in Moscow. Yeah.
This is great at the Holiday Inn in Bratislava.
I read somewhere about one of our special forces units like coming into some sort of fight with these Wagner groups somewhere, and they just fucking destroyed these guys.
The feud between the Wagner group leader and Russia's military brass has festered throughout the war, erupting into a mutiny over the weekend when mercenaries left Ukraine to seize a military headquarters in a southern Russian city. They rolled seemingly unopposed for hundreds of miles toward Moscow before turning around after less than 24 hours.
Yes.
The Kremlin said it made a deal for Prigozhin to move to Belarus.
Nine!
And receive amnesty along with his soldiers. Wink, wink, wink.
Oh, yes. This is a weird definition of amnesty. Why am I convulsing?
There was no confirmation about his whereabouts today, although a popular Russian news channel on Telegram reported that he was at a hotel in the Belarusian capital of Minsk.
Ooh.
Prigozhin taunted Russia's military in his screed. Video calling his march a masterclass in how it should have carried out the 2022 invasion of Ukraine. He also mocked the military for failing to protect Russia, pointing out security breaches allowing Wagner to march 500 miles toward Moscow. I agree.
What?
They were putting spikes.
Yes.
And tearing up the roads right next to Moscow. Why don't you stop these guys maybe a little bit farther down the road? That doesn't bode well for the response time of what's going on in Russia.
It seems to me that was this person's, what's his name?
Prigozhin.
Prigozhin's way of saying I could do this whenever I want, maybe. I guess.
Anybody apparently could.
Why? I am trying to figure out. There might be ethical issues with this, but I don't understand. What is the, like, if we have this military, and is it wrong of me to want to protect the planet from some weird-ass private mercenary group? I mean, do we have to allow this Wagner shit to exist? I mean, what the fuck? I mean, if he wants to, I guess they want to go and kill Putin. That's good.
I think Putin probably knows. There's probably like Wagner guys, you know, within arm's reach of him.
Can't we pay them?
If he fucks up too much, or if they try to kill Prigozhin.
Can't we just pay Prigozhin to go kill Putin and then we can go fucking kill them? I mean, what a mess.
It's not clear what will ultimately happen to Prigozhin and his forces under the deal purportedly brokered by Belarusian president, in quotes, Alexander Lukashenko.
Lukashenko!
A profoundly corrupt Trumpian wet dream elections. Yes. And Lukashenko is like one of the world's worst dictators.
Lukashenko then is an ally to Putin.
Yeah. They're buds. Well, that's why it's like, what are you, crazy?
Don't go to Belarus, man.
Prigozhin said only that Lukashenko had proposed finding solutions for the Wagner private military company to continue its work in a lawful jurisdiction.
What is that?
Suggesting that Prigozhin might keep his military force, though it isn't immediately clear which jurisdiction he might be referring to.
What kind of fucking batshit planet are we in right now?
Yeah,
it is nuts. Like, some dude is running around Europe with his own private fucking army, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know where to put it. And he just demonstrated he could have taken Moscow, maybe. Now he's going to Belarus.
The independent Russian news outlet, that should be in quotes.
Yes.
The independent Russian news outlet, Vyorska, claimed that construction of a field camp for up to 8,000 Wagner troops was underway in an area of Belarus. Let's call it a prison camp.
No, I see.
About 200 kilometers, 320 miles north of the border with Ukraine. Oh, we have camp for you.
What a fucking mess.
Camp. Come have camp. Come have Kool-Aid. We make Kool-Aid.
You know, I'm sure there's somebody with fancy degrees that can write some article I can read in Salon explaining to me how Trump really fucked this up for everybody. Like, the way Trump handled Ukraine must not have helped this situation.
All right, we should have been investing in more threats to Putin, that if you do anything, if you go into Ukraine,
yes,
it'll be hellfire and brimstone from the rest of the world.
Right.
But Trump was... No, Trump's not going to say that with Putin's cock in his mouth.
He did say that. He said, we just need you
hey,
to
Vlad,
announce.
Hey, Vlad, is it okay if I go on TV and I just tell everybody that I'm going to, you know, not let you do that, but, you know, you can do whatever you want.
It's crazy. The sovereignty of a nation. And he's like, I want you to announce an investigation into this guy you've never heard of and say, I don't know. I'm just trying.
Hunter.
It's just so petty and insignificant, you stupid.
With Zelensky, yeah.
God.
So that's the headline. Also at the Drudge Report, it says Putin lives. I mean, did we not think he did?
I don't know. Putin.
Putin did say criminal acts of rebels tried to split and weaken the country.
Oh, okay.
Said Putin, or the body double currently acting as Putin.
Don't they have camps in Russia where they displace a lot of Ukrainians? They took people and put them in like these weird gulags and prison camps somewhere in fucking Russia.
A late-night address from Vladimir, this is a Russian expert, Moscow correspondent.
Yes.
Late-night address from Putin offered Wagner fighters a choice. Sign a contract with the Ministry of Defense, go back home, or go to Belarus. He did not name Yevgeny Prigozhin. He tends to not name men he considers his enemies. But he did say that his armed rebellion was exactly what Russia's enemies, Kyiv and the West, wanted. Fratricide. Russians spilling Russian blood.
Well... whatever helps, I guess.
A criminal act overcome only by the consolidation of society, he said.
Why don't you stop the invasion? What about that? He could do that, couldn't he?
Prigozhin had pulled his men back after what appears to have been a good deal of mediation by several intermediaries, not just Alexander Lukashenko from Belarus. Putin fears a fractured society and wants to emphasize that attempts to divide the nation will get nowhere. But what Saturday showed was that there are significant cracks, however Putin tries to paper over them. The nation expected Putin to give them a sense of direction, but this was a strange halfway house, saying lots and nothing at all. Prigozhin's ultimate fate is still unclear, but Alexander Lukashenko is due to give a speech on Tuesday. Perhaps we will find out more then.
What I don't understand...
with the body of Prigozhin hanging behind Lukashenko.
Well, why didn't Putin just take those people out? Why didn't he call in an airstrike and just...
Well, there you go. I mean...
burn them off
the
face.
Wasn't that
planet?
Part of the deal?
I mean, maybe he couldn't.
Was that Prigozhin was upset because they bombed their own people?
Right. I don't know.
Allegedly.
Putin wouldn't give a shit about that, I wouldn't think. I mean...
he doesn't have a lot.
You don't think he's able to fight off that?
No, they're snatching 50-year-olds off the street.
Shit, man.
You've got two legs.
Yeah.
You're going to Kyiv.
I mean, that would suck. That sucks.
So there you go. Those are your headlines, everybody.
I wonder what TripAdvisor has to say about Moscow right now.
Probably
don't go.
Probably a light warning.
Don't do it.
Well, now it's fine.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh,
Kyiv,
yeah.
I would maybe, you know, not get a B&B in Kyiv right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. Those are the headlines, everybody.
Yes.
also in the news. What is going on here? This just in.
Oh, shit.
Eileen Cannon is shitting all over already.
Damn!
U.S. Judge Eileen Cannon denied special counsel's request to file 84 potential witnesses in the Trump classified documents case.
Oh, shit.
Under seal, saying the government does not explain why it's necessary and notes a media coalition has moved to make it public. Well, of course the media is going to be like, we want all these names.
Why are they not making it public?
Two reasons. Ongoing.
Yes.
Investigations.
Right.
That they don't want their sources compromised and or their witnesses compromised.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Retaliation, probably.
Right, right.
From the evil MAGA tree and Republicans.
That's true.
I would assume.
What is... How much more money is she going to get out of this fuck? I love it.
She said in her ruling, the government's motion does not explain why filing the list with the court is necessary. It does not offer a particularized basis to justify sealing the list from public view.
Jeez. God, Trump, you're such a dumb shit. You're going to have to pay so much more. You fuck!
What do you mean? He gave her a lifetime seat. Oh. He already paid.
I mean, you know, God. He's got to pay more. The judge is going to award her more money.
It says, Judge Eileen Cannon, yeah, this is from Insider, ruled that special counsel Jack Smith cannot file under seal the names of 84 potential witnesses.
I see.
Who may offer incriminating testimony. Cannon, in a brief order, wrote she was not convinced that federal prosecutors did not have other means at their disposal to justify shielding the list of potential witnesses from public view. What?
God, I'm insane. You said Eileen Cannon, and in my mind, I was thinking E. Jean Carroll. And I was like, jeez, this is the weirdest conversation.
No, Eileen Cannon is the yes. bad judge. Yeah,
The
bad
yeah.
Trump judge.
I got it. Jeez.
It does not offer a particularized basis to justify a sealing list from public view. It does not explain why partial sealing, redaction, or means other than sealing are unavailable or unsatisfactory. Well, I guess that makes sense.
But
just
don't...
cover the name. Just redact it.
Right.
I guess that makes sense.
You don't want these people terrorized by maggots.
But she's got to know that any ruling she makes is not going to be scrutinized.
Oh yes, and it also it's a significant case, right? I mean,
we don't trust her. Yeah, and nobody trusts her.
Yeah, sorry, that's what comes with being a Trump appointee. Everybody looks at you sideways because you know.
Well,
you
and the 11th Circuit looked at her that way and
yes!
and bitch slapped her basically in their rulings on that whole special master thing.
Here's
not
your
only there was no basis for it, she had no jurisdiction, there was no standing, I think, blah 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 blah.
What happens when like these judges with very little experience get hired and then they how do they work with their colleagues and everything? Don't people think of them
They don't care.
They don't care how they're seen by their peers. They don't want to be respected.
No.
Eileen Cannon doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't give a shit. They're MAGA. Me. Fuck you.
Is it because they're
your feelings?
They're on a mission from God.
Okay. Sure. Well, I'm glad those are the headlines now instead of the one that was headline, which it was the headline on both the HuffPo and on the Drudge Report a little while ago, is that fucking Jesse Waters has gotten Tucker's cushy spot in the Fox News lineup in the evening. And I don't find it that it was both. Drudge Report said had Jesse Waters gets Tucker's spot and HuffPo.
Shelby, go back and pull tape of me predicting that. I predicted that. Go back and pull evidence of me predicting that. I knew it. I'm not surprised. Is this a lesser cum stain than Tucker? Is he better than Tucker or worse? I mean,
oh, he'll say something far dumber, far worse,
yeah,
far sooner.
Does he
than Tucker? I don't see this lasting.
I don't know how to say this
because this idiot.
I think Tucker Carlson's an idiot too. But
yeah, on certain level, sure, yeah.
But he was on some normal cable news shows back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like, can't he converse about, I'm not trying to compliment Tucker, but he can kind of converse, I imagine, about current events better than this cum stain Jesse Waters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Jesse Waters was
no,
was I, Bill O'Reilly's yuck yuck guy.
I hated Jesse. I hated you in that. You were horrible, and I think you will excel as you know, the heir to the Nut Tanners audience or whatever. Will he retain Tucker's audience? Will he rule cable news television? Jesse Waters be number one.
Why not? It is Fox crowd, right?
Is it going to be more like is it going to be more Tucker or more like Jesse Waters trying to do like funny GOP shit? Like he's trying
I guess
to be,
we'll have to find out. We don't know what's in store. We just know he's got the hour. I don't know what his format's going
to
be.
Somebody came to him as like, you have a future as the Nazi version of Jon Stewart.
Oh,
it's a horrible thing to say, yeah, but I bet that's how he thinks.
Tucker is more the Nazi version of this is
everybody apologize to Jon Stewart. but no, Jesse Waters thinks he's funny.
Sure.
And he probably fancies himself a comedian on some level.
Yes.
I'm sure he's even done stand up, which is a gross thing to think about.
Back in the book segment tonight, Waters' world. In the first presidential debate, China was mentioned 12 times, mostly in a negative way, especially by Donald Trump. So we sent Waters down to...
Oh, my God. I this is how Dildo Riley starts this off by saying China was mentioned more times in the debate. So, of course, we're going to send Jesse Waters down to Chinatown.
What is going on at your creative meetings?
Oh, my God.
Who produces these segments? Who is like, oh, let's send Waters down to... He's got this bit he wants to... This is some... remarkable television.
This is 7 years ago. I mean, this wasn't...
You have to keep playing
this. This isn't the
1860s. This is nuts.
Presidential debate, China was mentioned 12 times, mostly in a negative way, especially by Donald Trump. So we sent Waters down to New York's Chinatown to sample political opinion.
Did you hear that?
Fuck
Did you hear
guy?
That?
Yes, I heard that. Boy,
no, 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 no.
Starch those Klan robes, you fucks.
Am I supposed to bow to say hello?
Lei hao. Lei hao.
I like these watches. Are they hot?
JC Penney, 398.
Oh, and then he cuts to the Karate Kid, which is Japanese.
Jesse Waters must. What does he do on his lunch break? Does he burn crosses?
Coke
off of
interns' boobies.
He's on Fox, though.
Don't forget, he cheated on his wife with a young member of his staff that he ended up dumping his wife for and marrying.
No. That was
Was
that him?
100%.
Jeez.
Yep.
What the fuck? The cable news network scene. I guess at least Fox is shit. It's lit, man. You think this is it's that exciting at the Rachel Maddow studio or Chris Hayes or some shit?
Oh, you know, Rachel's plowing through interns like crazy.
It's probably not fun at all. Did you ever hear Rachel Maddow describe what it's like when her wife has to drive her to work? It's like she can't have the radio on, right. And no one can do anything but sit in silence because she's reading. It's horrible. It's miserable.
Jesse Waters divorced his wife due to an affair with a 25-year-old associate producer. This is when he was 40.
Jesse Waters.
The host informed the network of his adulterous relationship with Emma DiGiovine, shortly after the wife filed divorce papers, Gina was transferred to the Ingram angle, so they took her off the show he was on.
Oh my God. I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of the person. I'm sitting there at my office and said, listen, Ryan, we've got great news. You're going to be a writer on the Laura Ingram angle from now on. We had to move you off the other show. You're working for Laura Ingram.
But you still get to fuck Jesse.
This is
horrible. And now they're married. Now his kids have new mom.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Did they get a lot of Laura Ingram merch or swag? Oh, horrible. You're going to be our head writer on the Laura Ingram show. Oh, my God. Jeez.
So there you go.
Our culture sucks. Jesse Waters, congratulations on your big promotion. I expect big things from you. Yes.
I'm just looking at a picture of the associate producer from her Facebook.
Yeah, listen, man. TV is these producers are working hard.
She's now Mrs. Waters.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was pure love.
I can't believe Jesse Waters that sketch or that segment of him walking around in Chinatown made it through. People that gatekeepers, I don't know what they would be, someone that would stop that from ever seeing at the air. Like,
how much you could say that nightly about Bill O'Reilly's show?
That's crazy. I mean, it's like it's not racist enough. Add the music, the da 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 da. Add that.
There's one where he asks an old lady who obviously speaks no English.
Ugh.
Here we go.
And I don't think he's going to win, so.
Trump has been beating up on China. How does that make you feel?
Speak! Speak! Why don't you speak?
Donald Trump beating up on China at the debate.
They don't speak English, you cunt!
I cannot stand.
And these people look like tourists, to be honest with you. Don't the people he's stopping, they might be Chinese tourists. They might be tourists from Japan.
Oh, God! This big oaf is picking on these people.
Yeah.
He's being a bully. I hate this. This racist fuck. Fuck you, Jesse. You suck, man.
Congrats on the new show.
Oh, congrats. Congrats, you piece of fucking shit. I mean, that's just like... It's so racist, and you're being predatory, and you're being mean, and you're making...
Well, yeah.
They're the butt of the joke.
And he was called out on it, and I saw another headline just now when I was looking for this clip that said that he refuses to apologize for his segment. It was funny.
Good! Don't apologize! You don't mean it! There's no fucking way you could apologize. Please, save it. We know who you are, you racist piece of shit.
Didn't he did apologize, though. Didn't he say something about, like, Ivanka taking a big dick or something?
I don't know.
He was suspended or something because he said something about, like, Ivanka and a dick. Right. Now I'm going to look that one up.
Is Jesse Waters the George Clooney of right-wing Nutjobville? Is he it's his big day. Jesse, we're going to announce that you're taking over Tucker's job today. We're going to do, I mean, I can't imagine. My God, he must be so popular. I hate that Jesse Waters is having a good day today. He's like, he woke up.
Outrage over a comment made about Ivanka Trump on Fox News. Back now with my panel. So I want to play a clip from Fox News.
Okay, this is Don Lemon, currently unemployed, I think.
Jeez, Don. Why did
CNN.
He get fired?
From
CNN?
We don't know why from CNN. I think we don't know, but
he's funny.
He got fired from like the Today Show or something for just being a dick.
Damn, Don, that's a good gig you got fired from.
I don't know why. Also saying that, you know, my father respects families is controversial. I mean, he's probably hired a ton of fathers and mothers and children. So I don't really get what's going on here, but I really liked how she was speaking into that microphone.
So Maria, that comment came under.
Oh, and he did the hand motion.
Oh my God.
Like giving a hummer. I really like the way she was talking into that microphone. The new host, everybody.
This is like
prime time slot on Fox News.
It's making Tucker Carlson look like I don't know. This guy is so... God, you're trash.
Is it the year of the dragon? Rabbit?
God.
Who are you going to vote for?
I really don't want to vote for Trump, so Hillary.
So China can keep ripping us off?
I guess.
That's funny.
So China can keep ripping us off. Ha, ha, ha.
You know what happens? I don't know what happens at the Daily Show, but I'm going to take a couple of guesses. Everybody stays late. Everybody's fucking working their ass off. And people get there early and they leave late and shit's getting rewritten. And that I bet that doesn't happen here.
This is... It's trash. 4.5 minutes long.
That's 4.5. This goes on for...
We're only...
4.5 minutes.
We're a minute and 10 seconds in.
This is their best shit. My God, this is Jesse Waters. He's their... Who is Jesse Waters? Is their Dave Chappelle?
Oh, that is too much.
Yikes. I guess frenemies.
Frenemies. Do they call Chinese food in China just food? Do you have any traditional Chinese herbs for performance?
I'm not gonna ask my parents about that.
I meant on television.
Oh, okay, is okay.
This is a soundtrack to...
Was there a seat in that?
Well, they cut to shows of, you know, clips of other shows. Like he popped a cherry in his mouth from a street vendor. And then he's like, is there a seed in that? And then they cut to the scene from Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry's choking on something.
You know, I don't, Jesse, know that Larry David would necessarily be down with you or your comedy.
Yeah. Oh, no, no.
I would like to know, this would be interesting to me. What comics does Jesse Waters like?
Comedians?
Yes. Does Jesse Waters think he's funny? Does he think he's funny? He must.
Does he think he himself is funny?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see. I bet none of them would like you, Jesse. And I bet none of them would respect your humor because it sucks. It's non-existent. You're an unfunny little fascist.
Is that a little better? It's just funny how people love that. They love it.
It is, though.
Do you hear it? That's what I get when I walk around my town. People know I've been living there for 20 years, so I don't get, Jim Brewer, I think they know it's me, but I'll get in the next aisle.
Okay, that's... I like that. That's funny.
Now they're like, yeah, the little Nazi goat boys here. They're all weirded out by you.
Now it's even funnier because we know it bothers you.
Yeah. But
the only thing that made you famous.
Yeah. But like, how did the guy that got famous for making the little goat sound wearing a little goat outfit? How did that guy?
Yeah.
How did goat boy turn into this guy?
How did he become someone who is now opening for Greg Locke?
Yes!
On the Reawaken America
yes!
tour? I don't know. He's a begrudged upper middle-aged white guy, angry white guy.
Is he upset about... Oh, he was upset about the vaccine.
Probably.
Yes, that's
it.
And he's mad that everything shut down because he's a comedian and he probably took a big hit in his wallet because he couldn't tour. But that doesn't mean you have to turn into a Nazi, does it? And maybe that's not the... I don't know. Maybe it does.
Maybe he saw less work, more money.
On the Reawaken America
tour?
Playing
to the lunatics, yeah.
Less work. He's still going to do the same shit. Yeah.
Well, you know.
But his stuff that he did, like, we played clips of him on that tour.
On the Reawaken America tour.
And a lot of it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it have to?
No.
He goes up there and he struts around like a chicken and does the weird neck things. And then he goes for a while. He talks about the libs and they go, yeah, Jim Brewer.
Does he talk to Greg Locke?
Maybe in the green room?
Are they
passing
friends?
Weed back and forth?
Oh, I can't imagine. I think Greg Locke would be doing other things than weed. He doesn't seem like a weed guy to me.
So there you go. Jim Brewer.
There you go. Jim Brewer's a big weirdo. No, I mean, that's nice. That makes him seem human. It's just like when he's on stage talking about Fauci and stuff, and it's like...
Oh, that's right, Fauci.
It's just... It's fucking weird.
This is, that's happening. It's a very raucous moment.
Is this the reawaken America?
He looks at this guy and he goes, and this is for any vaccine. I'm not saying you should get vaccinated. You should start looking into it because we trust people way too long. Way too long. Just believe anything. He says, you know, and he's giggling. You know, I don't remember. It was 2019 when we met in California.
I don't know what he's talking about, but this is from his 30-minute set.
You know what I hate?
He did 30.
We
at the Reawaken.
Wow!
America.
And did he stand on that fucking monitor the whole fucking time?
No, he runs around. And,
I hate that. And don't I
he
hate
runs around
that.
Like a goat and stuff.
Nothing I hate more. I do a show and there's like a monitor. So I'm running shows. Place has monitors. So there's a comic. She's like, "Why are you putting your feet on that? I hate it." I'm like,
"You're not playing a guitar."
No, and it's not. It's not. Now everybody's gonna do it. Now everybody's kicking this monitor around. It's actually insane. Don't do that. I hate that.
Good news, I guess.
Yes.
Supreme Court today lifted its hold on a Louisiana case that could force the state to redraw congressional districts to boost black voting power.
Look at this. Everybody's going to get to vote equally here.
Well, don't go crazy. The order follows the court's rejection earlier in June of a congressional redistricting map in Alabama and unfreezes the Louisiana case, which had been on hold pending the decision in the Alabama case. In both states, black voters are a majority in just one congressional district. Lower courts had ruled that the maps raised concerns that black voting power was being diluted. God, do you think?
It's not even concerns. If you look at the map, you can literally see that it's being diluted.
Which is a violation of the Landmark Voting Rights Act. Justices put the Louisiana case on hold, allowed the state's challenged map to be used in last year's elections. After they agreed to hear the Alabama case, the case had separately been appealed to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. The justices said the appeal now could go forward in advance of next year's congressional elections.
The way the districts are currently drawn, it's illegal.
The lawsuit against them may proceed, yes.
Right.
I think is how it goes.
Yeah. It's crazy that they're violating the law in the same time. It's like, well, we're going to let this illegal map stand for this election. That is fucked up.
Yeah, they had held it, you know, and they said, well, you know.
Yeah, the Republicans are like, yes. Sorry, we're going to keep this evil map in place one more election term and maybe the next one if we're lucky.
It is Louisiana.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's some good-ish news. I don't know what's going on with the SCOTUS. There must be some heinous decisions coming up.
Yes, because they're
like the gay wedding website case is a big one that's set to be decided.
Yeah.
Where some asshole Christian is upset because I forget whatever state she's in, but there's it might be Colorado. There's an actual statute protecting sexual preference and gender identity.
Yes.
Along with race, creed, blah, blah, blah. And by her wanting to open a business to designing websites and hosting websites for weddings.
Yes.
She's saying that's an artistic endeavor and that she can't participate in these gay marriages. She's not going to design any website where there's two men or two women.
You know, it's, you can't do that. That's exclusionary. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, well, let's see what the SCOTUS, with this conservative Christo-fascist SCOTUS has to say.
What would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? Would Jesus say, oh, no, I wouldn't design a website for you gay people. I don't think so.
Right. He would design the website.
Jesus would be like, I'm going to...
Here, get a picture of me on the pond.
Yeah, break open WordPress. Yeah, the pond. We're going to Photoshop his...
Hi, it's me, Jesus. I'm just taking a walk across the river here.
Keep your hands in your pocket, or we're going to have to Photoshop the holes out of them.
You want some fish? Some loaves? Hey,
no.
Wine?
We're good on fish.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
The time already flying. We'll be back probably Wednesday.
Yes.
We'll see if my face looks like and feels
That's
like.
Right.
I'm having surgery tomorrow for my implant. Getting my left titty done.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting a tooth implant.
Right. Right.
A spot that I lost a tooth a bit ago.
Right.
And tomorrow I get my skull drilled.
That's exciting.
And my jaw drilled and an implant
yes.
sanked in there.
Will Shelby be sitting in for you tomorrow? Or we just won't do the show?
No show tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm thinking Wednesday, but I don't know, the day after that kind of shit sometimes.
Yeah, it sounds kind of intense.
Seems less pleasant.
Right.
Although, no, I'm not going under. They offered that or some kind of
knock you the fuck
happy
out.
Gas or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't need that. So
how much is it to get knocked out? I wonder.
I don't know. More. That's all I know. More.
It will be more.
Check our social medias on Wednesday.
Yay.
You may or may not, depending on if I'm speaking funnily or not.
Right.
Also in the news, I've got a couple of, I thought I had a clip here besides the Jim Brewer. Where's Jim Brewer? There it is.
Yeah. Guy's running around on some weird ass fucking Nazi tour doing his goat boy jokes. It's just.
What a sad legacy, right? I mean.
Well, it's bizarre and sad. Yeah.
You're not going to have to cut your children's genitals off to get ESG money after this comes to place. They're talking about how you'll sign up. I've got carbon credits. I can go party and go to Hawaii for a year and be euthanized by the government. I sign on to it. Really, they make you do it. Or I can live 10 years and eat bugs. People are going to...
I don't know what he's talking about, but
what choices?
Is particularly bad shit.
You know, it's like, what can't he talk about? I feel like he's talking about things he can talk about right now. He's talking about
end
of the world shit, right?
He said they're going to... require you to cut your children's genitals off to get ESG money.
Come here. I
as they mandate government forced suicide.
Yes, I need to. We're going to go on vacation. So we're going to cut off your dick so we can afford the carbon credits.
You're not going to have to cut your children's genitals off to get ESG money after this comes to place. They're talking about how you'll sign up. I've got carbon credits. I can go party and go to Hawaii for a year and be euthanized by the government. I sign on to it. Really, they make you do it. Or I can live 10 years and eat bugs. People are going to opt into suicide. It's going to be promoted like transgenderism. You think they're cutting women's breasts off and 7-year-old boys' genitals off? Think that's crazy? Canada's already put...
Not happening. Not happening.
God, Alex.
Not happening.
No,
7-year-olds are having their genitals cut off.
Excuse me. I'm trying to figure out what kind of Blade Runner dystopia I'm living in right now. To get more carbon credits, I need to saw the genitals off of my children.
I don't know. And then you get to go to Hawaii for a year and party before you're euthanized by the government.
Listen, Junior, enjoy that penis while you have it, because we might need to go grocery shop.
We need more ESG money.
I need more carbon credits. I want to hit this bong. I'm going to cut your dick off.
And 7-year-old boys' genitals off. Think that's crazy? Canada's already pushing government-forced suicide on children that are wards of the state and mentally ill people with the government's in control says, well, we decide they die.
It's just not true.
Kill
it's
yourself,
just
hoser.
Not true.
Hoser.
It's not true.
Jump, hoser. Jump, you hoser.
Oh, yeah, we all voted to get rid of all those lunatics and everything.
I'm going to go to Bean Snappers and take a cyanide capsule.
That's Wisconsin.
Oh, sorry. That's right.
So if you think it's bad to cut children's genitals off, they are going to celebrate. They already have ads in Canada, produced by the government. This woman's wonderful. She was depressed, and she killed herself, and it was good for the earth. And what, you're against their choice to kill themselves?
Oh, this is fantastic. This is at somebody else's forum, by the way. This is at a church. He's at some church.
He's at church.
It says at the bottom, call for prayer, and there's a phone number.
I tell you what, if I run one of these churches, I'm like, let's hook it up, man. This guy, I bet Alex, when he shows up, they get some donations. I bet.
Produced by the government. This woman's wonderful. She was depressed, and she killed herself, and it was good for the earth. And what, you're against their choice to kill themselves? So you will, they'll tell you, you can get credits for your family for 2 years when they collapse everything, but you've got to euthanize yourself. Sign right here. And they'll be like, look at this hero. He was euthanized. And they give him this great drug where you feel great, and you watch a movie while you die, and they literally grind you up and use you for fertilizer.
Oh, God, Soylent Green. Sorry, spoiler alert. But we saw that movie.
Is he on a panel?
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares? The panel is like, get out of the way.
Look at this hero. He was euthanized. And they give him this great drug where you feel great, and you watch a movie while you die, and they literally grind you up and use you for fertilizer on food. 23 states have passed human compost to grow the food. The whole plan's ready. The bug factories are ready. Okay? They're coming. They're here.
There are bug factories. They're looking at the overpopulation, the future overpopulation of the earth, and saying maybe we should eat less cows and eat more bugs.
You know, when you're on a panel, it's like it's like someone is waiting for their moment to add something to this.
Right. I'd like to add, Alex, that
plan's ready. The bug factories are ready. Okay, they're coming. They're here. Soon, nobody will be able to deny it. They will kill you if they can.
Alex Jones getting his money's worth.
Is there a clip from anyone else on that fucking panel? Damn. I mean, save some money. Don't buy lunch for the other people. Sorry, we're going to let you go. We're going to let you leave early. We don't need you.
Oh, man.
They make you do it. You sign a form and they make you do it. It's government-funded suicide.
Cut your children's genitals off to get ESG money.
You just saw his balls off. I can give you some carbon credits. You can smoke this cigarette. What happened? What do you need carbon credits for? What is that for?
I don't know.
And how do I use them? Is it like to go somewhere?
It's the woke left going after everybody because of climate change, and we're going to start leading people to the Soylent Green factory.
How many carbon credits? I cut off my cousin's genitals for carbon credit so I could go to Six Flags. Shit, man. He has kids. He has joint custody?
Yeah, I think so.
How does it make a kid feel like if they listen to that and they're like, that's how my dad sees the future? He's going to have to cut off my genitals. That kid is going to be worried.
I don't know how old the kids are. They might be old enough now to start.
You think they know dad's crazy?
What's going on? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Is that all of that?
Wait till we hear, wait till we hear about like shit his daughter's done or whatever.
I don't know. It's hard for me to believe
her son.
There's gonna be both. That's like
four kids.
We're talking about a very elite right wing nut job lunatic. I mean, this is and I'm gonna say this. This guy's Michael Jordan level crazy. And that's like saying, oh, okay, Michael Jordan's cousin or son or daughter will be a professional basketball player. It's just not. They might be good at it, you know.
He has three children with former wife Kelly Jones. They divorced in 2015. In 2017, she sought sole or joint custody of their children due to his behavior. She claimed he's not a stable person.
Yes.
And I'm concerned that he's engaged in felonious behaviors, threatening a member of Congress. That was Adam Schiff at the time.
Well, yeah, yeah.
His attorney responded, claiming Jones was playing a character, described him as a performance artist. But then we had the clips of Jones literally in his car on the way to those hearings. Saying, this judge, fuck this judge. They're not going to get me. They're not going to take my kids away.
They might, though. Like, Alex, imagine you're in a custody battle right now in court. And somebody's like, look, we're just going to play this tape from Alex's recent show where he's like talking about how he would, the kids need their genitals cut off. How would this play in that context?
The wife was awarded the right to decide where the children live, and he gets visitation rights.
Yeah, yeah. And you, meaning supervised, like somebody watches that loon while he's hanging out?
In April 2020, a state district judge denied an emergency motion. This is Texas, don't forget. Denied an emergency motion by the ex-wife to secure custody of their daughters for the next 2 weeks after Jones led a rally in the Capitol where he was mobbed by supporters and called COVID-19 a hoax.
Wait a second. His wife is like, listen, man, I want to protect my kids from that insurrectionist lunatic. And they said no?
Yes.
That's
a Texas judge again.
No, that's an easy one. No. That guy, you mean, remember that guy doing all that illegal shit up in Washington? No. He didn't go into the Capitol. He just gave that really fucked up speech, though. He gave a fucked up speech that day.
Yeah.
Insurrection can't, like, you can't lose your kids, custody of your kids over insurrection, I guess. Right?
It says his son Rex has done work for InfoWars.
No, it's just, I mean, if you're the mother of that, you got to do everything you can to get your kids away from him, I think. It's like, this guy, I don't know. If your child is friends with Alex Jones, and one of his kids, do you let him be friends with Alex Jones' kid? It's not his kid's fault, but I don't.
It's not the kid's fault, but man.
I want to make sure you don't have any weird guns if you're coming over. And you can't. I mean, would you let your kid go to Alex Jones's house
so
to spend
the
night?
Like 20 now.
Oh, okay. But when they were kids, and you, let's say you had a kid that was friends with Alex Jones' son, right? Would you let your kid go on a sleepover? Come on. Why? You know that's the fun of sleepover, running around at the InfoWars. Be careful.
This is 2018.
Yeah.
In a desperate attempt to thwart the rising political power of the Parkland teens spearheading the March for Our Lives movement, InfoWars' Alex Jones tapped his own 15-year-old son to do his dirty work for him. Indeed, Alex's son Rex Jones, via a video on InfoWars, has challenged student journalist and activist David Hogg to a debate after equating Hogg with the Nazis.
My God.
Younger Jones said, Hogg, you claim the establishment is shaking in its boots in fear of you. No, they love you. They love gun control. They've wanted this for years. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, North Korea. Do you think... Oh, I should probably do it like this. Hitler, Stalin, crap, Mao, North Korea. Well, you think the kid sounds like
there,
that?
Is there a video of him? I mean, it's... I think that ship has sailed, man. I think... This Alex... His kid has to be crazy, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking.
You don't think his kid has an aha moment? He's like, man, my dad was nuts.
There was a headline that said that the mom was saying that Alex Jones brainwashed him, the kid.
Right. Yeah. That would be my concern.
Are we surprised by this?
No, I mean, it's just like...
She called him, the ex-wife said, he's a really unhappy, disturbed person.
Yes.
Golly gee.
Wow, that's perceptive. I get that, too. I'm sensing that.
Do you think?
I also think violent. Maybe that's just included in the disturbed part, but he is violent. I'm going to eat my neighbor's ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Let's see. I don't know. I can't find anything else about Rex Jones. Really kind of after that. I mean, he's 20.
You know, I would think Rex Jones would be upset about his dad being, like, sued by these parents, right?
You're losing your inheritance because your dad is a lunatic, man.
I don't know who the, you know, I think because we're used to Alex Jones being particularly nuts. It's like, think about it. That dude got sued for defaming parents, a group of parents that were trying to advocate.
Still being sued, by the way. Yeah.
Advocate for gun safety because their kids were killed at Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
That's who he goes after.
I cannot find the video anywhere. The story that it was on at Salon doesn't have the video anymore.
Jeez. How sad. Does Jesse Waters have a kid?
A couple, yeah. And a new mom.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know. Congrats on your new gig, Jesse. Congrats, Alex. Your kids walking in your shoes. That's footsteps. Following in your footsteps. You will not see footsteps. That's nice.
25-year-old new mom.
Oh, right, right. Well, listen, he was going through changes. he is now Jesse Waters.
He wants to date someone closer to his kids' age so they can relate better, maybe.
Will Jesse Waters bring in more ratings than Hannity?
No. I don't.
Come on.
I don't know.
Is Hannity now the king of Fox News?
Probably.
Not Lou Dobbs.
He's gone.
Oh, that's
Lou
right.
Lou Dobbs has like got a podcast or something. It's the same thing like Dildo.
He's sitting around a kitchen table talking into it like a Zoom.
We've got this is Alito. More news.
Ooh, zoot allure.
This is at The Intercept.
This guy sucks.
A year ago this month, Martha Ann Baumgardner Alito.
Oh.
The wife.
Right.
Of SCOTUS, Judge.
Yeah.
Reptile Samuel Alito.
Ooh.
Decided to see if a 160-acre plot of land in Grady County, Oklahoma would produce. In a lease filed with the Grady County clerk, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito entered into an agreement with Citizen Energy 3 for revenue generated from oil and gas obtained from a plot of hard scrabble that she inherited from her late father.
Okay.
It is one of thousands of oil and gas leases across Oklahoma, one of the top producers of fossil fuels in the U.S. Last year, before the lease was activated, a line in Alito's financial disclosures labeled mineral interests.
Mineral interest.
Was valued at between $100,000 to $250,000. If extraction on the plot proves fruitful, the lease dictates that Citizen Energy will pay Alito's wife 3/16 of all of the money it makes from the oil and gas sales ad infinitum.
Oh, okay. So Alito is making shit tons of money off this gas line or whatever the fuck it is.
A fossil fuel company.
A fossil fuel company.
In the past, Alito has often recused himself from cases that pose potential conflicts of interest with his vast investment portfolio.
Then why are you a SCOTUS?
Many of these recusals were born from an inheritance of stocks after the death of his father-in-law, Bobby Jean Baumgardner.
Some rich person.
Yeah. Left his wife all this stock.
Shit.
So
now we're saddled with Alito.
It says, because Citizen Energy hasn't been implicated in any cases before the Supreme Court, Alito's holding in Oklahoma doesn't appear to pose any direct conflicts of interest, but it does add context to a political outlook that has alarmed environmentalists since Alito's confirmation hearing in 2006.
Well, I mean, if he hears cases related to the environment and this fuck is in the fossil fuel business, is that not an obvious conflict? God. He's going on vacations, too. He's one of these fucks also going on vacations. No more vacations for these fucks. Fuck that.
Jeff Hauser, founder and director of the Revolving Door Project, told The Intercept, there need not be a specific case involving drilling rights associated with a specific plot of land for Alito to understand what outcomes in environmental cases
would buttress his family's net wealth. Alito does not have to come across like a drunken Paul Thomas Anderson character, gleefully confessing to drinking our collective milkshakes in order to be a real-life, run-of-the-mill political villain.
Who in the fuck wrote this? What is this Paul Thomas Anderson movie comparison? This goddamn dude. I think that's a reach, and I think you're trying to show off that you like Paul Thomas Anderson. Oh, fuck off. I hate it. This is gratuitous. This is a gratuitous. Okay. I don't understand it, though. Let's go back and understand this guy's witty fucking Paul Thomas Anderson reference in full. What is it?
Alito does not have to come across like a drunken Paul Thomas Anderson character.
Okay. So that would be like...
Boogie Nights, Magnolia...
Paul Thomas Anderson did Boogie Nights?
I think so, didn't he?
He did.
I have to look him up. Paul Thomas Anderson.
He did the, oh, I love
Licorice
that.
Pizza, There Will Be Blood, Magnolia, Boogie Nights.
Oh, he did do Boogie Nights.
The Master, Punch Drunk Love. I don't know what that was.
Well, wasn't it like Michael Bay? Was it like a drunken Michael Bay character? A drunken Paul Thomas. I watch art movies. I'm a hipster. I like cappuccinos.
For example,
I love Paul Thomas Anderson.
In May, Alito wrote a majority decision in the case Sackett versus the EPA, which radically scaled back the Clean Water Act.
Fuck this!
Reducing its mandate by tens of millions of acres. According to a statement released by President Joe Biden, the ruling puts our nation's wetlands and the rivers, streams, lakes, and ponds connected to them at risk of pollution and destruction, jeopardizing the sources of clean water that millions of American families, farmers, and businesses rely on.
Yes, we all rely on water! Is there a Paul Thomas Anderson character that enjoys water as well? I'm just wondering. Shouldn't everyone on the court that drinks water recuse themselves because they're biased for water?
Well, why does a SCOTUS member have a vast investment portfolio? Why do they allow this?
No, they should have to sell off their shit.
Write books.
Don't
if you
be
want.
A SCOTUS.
Make money writing books. Investment portfolio? How are you not recusing yourself every 5 seconds, because somewhere these far-reaching decisions you're making are going to affect the business, your bottom line.
You know what's going on here is that these there's a passage in I think it's in To Pimp a Butterfly in a Kendrick Lamar album where I don't know who he's talking to, but he's talking to some I think other rapper, artist, or writer, and he's explaining how people are eventually going to eat the rich. You know what I mean? Because fuck all this. I mean, fuck all this. You're making laws that you are making decisions that affect how clean our drinking water is, but yet you're going on vacations with these mega donors and you're rolling on ecstasy in Indonesia and you're fucking off in Alaska catching fish.
And your wife is selling my granddaddy's 160 acres. In Grady County, Oklahoma, to allow oil companies to suck the life out of it.
You know what it is? It's like, I think what it is, and I'm going to try to say this in a diplomatic way.
Good luck.
In a nice way. I think what it is, these rich elite fucks don't appreciate the threat that is the rest of the people on this planet posed to them. Because as soon as everybody has this aha moment and figures it out, we don't have to let Alito do any of this shit. We don't have to let Clarence.
13 judges.
Fuck. 13.
Make them equal the number of circuit court judges. Circuit courts that we have. We now have 13 circuits. Before, they raised it to 9 to match the amount of circuits we had. Now, we have 13 circuits. So, let's have each judge be assigned its own circuit. And let's make 13 of them.
And I would like to find some judges that have views on water that is pro-water, right? Do you want
pro-water for who?
We drink anybody, we all drink it. Well, oh, I see what you're saying. Not everybody gets all the water. Jeez.
Do you go back and do some history on Mount Rushmore actually is a Freemason shrine. Then what the Lord revealed to me is that this Mount Rushmore has a direct ley line to Washington, D.C.
Mount Rushmore has a direct ley line to Washington, D.C. This guy, I don't know what podcast he's on. He's on some lunatic's podcast.
Ley line?
This is a South Dakota state representative.
That guy's a legislator?
Joe Donnell, who is claiming that Mount Rushmore is a Masonic temple to the devil.
Duh.
And it has some ley line, some secret magical connection right up to Biden's dick hole. Right in there.
When they say
his urethra.
When they say magical connection, are they meaning that I can teleport from Mount Rushmore into his dick hole? Or is it just I can talk to Biden's dick telepathically?
The evil Mount Rushmore is juicing, is sending its evil powers toward Washington, D.C.
That's
This is an elected state legislator in North Dakota.
Do you see how he's sitting in
South Dakota?
Sitting in that interview, though, in that chair, his body shape. He looks, I mean, he really does look stupid as shit. There's nothing.
God, it almost looks like one of those chairs that's like a big hand, like from the 70s, doesn't it? Like he's sitting in a big hand?
Yeah, is he? Some stupid. What is he wearing in his interview? You're a legislator.
Where's the middle finger?
Some cert history on Mount Rushmore. It actually is a Freemason shrine. Then what the Lord revealed to me is that this Mount Rushmore has a direct ley line to Washington, D.C. And he said basically that as we continue to work in prayer and do the work of the ministry, that God was going to break that connection. Because it's like, in order to understand the spiritual realm of what we're facing.
In order to understand the spiritual realm of what we're facing. Mount Rushmore, the Lord told me that he's gonna break this connection that they have if we keep praying.
I tell you what, if you're a politician, I don't give a fuck on any level. You're going on a podcast or a video thing where you're being seen. Break out the nice t-shirt, I guess. What is he wearing, even? God, this guy sucks. You're a loser. I can tell from your body language you're stupid.
Are you a dentist?
No, that's right. Paul Gosart, as you fucking figured out.
In order to understand the spiritual realm of what we're facing... We have to realize that in order for the enemy to do anything, he needs the agreement of human beings. In order to be empowered to do more damage, he needs the agreement of human beings.
I don't know who Dr. Mary Crowley is, but the woman in the on the other half of the screen who was interviewing him via Zoom.
Interviewing.
She hasn't moved.
Say something. This guy.
And oftentimes that comes in the form of an altar.
He needs help. An active in the altar.
That's acts as a portal for demonic things.
No, I said fuck off to the dog because she's standing in front of her toy box.
Oh.
Where I saw her put
the bone,
her yak cheese stick.
I thought she was barking at somebody outside,
and she buried it in there, and now she doesn't want to do the work and go get it. And the dog is a socialist. Yes. She's a communist dictator.
Right.
Because eventually I get sick of listening to her bark. And
we
get her
dodged a real bullet because there was a person walking through with this puppy, this little pit bull, and trying to train him walking up and down the sidewalk.
That would have been
the dog missed that
big
one.
Big violation, setting off the dog alarms.
All hell broke loose.
Just may I remind everyone that this guy who's talking about magic, demonic, evil... ley lines
such a
flying
pace.
out of George Washington's nostrils.
You boring
toward DC because it's a Masonic evil temple. Teddy Roosevelt's ball sack. You can't see it. They carved it way underground. It's like life size. And Teddy Roosevelt's ball sack is sending evil ley line magic.
Can you?
This guy is a state representative.
I know, and he's so. Hey, listen, what's his name? Fuckhead?
Joe Donnell.
Is he running for president? God, you suck.
I'd like to announce my
so monotone
candidacy.
It's so boring. Joe, whoever you are, I guess you didn't hear the segment where we had Alex Jones.
And Alex Jones was getting very, I mean, he's very expressive, correct?
Maybe he lives really close to the Mount Rushmore, and the ley line is he's been dueling the devil all this time with his prayer.
Who established the ley line? The ley line is
the devil. The,
oh, okay.
The Freemason.
No, I thought the ley line was good. Is it bad? Are the Freemasons good or bad? Is my question. I guess
evil, bad.
They're bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're demonic.
Sure.
No, I didn't
Illuminati,
know that.
Like run the world, kind of evil.
Are they? Do they have anything to do with bricks?
It's a cool building in. downtown Mobile, though.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
I still want to go see that train station.
The train inside thing of it.
Earlier this month, a group of QAnon conspiracy theorists and self-proclaimed quote prophets
nine
held quote a conference in Rapid City, South Dakota, called quote "Open the Heavens, Let God Arise."
No, oh, geez, you don't have to ask me twice.
Oh, some attendees, plural. Come on.
Right.
Claimed to have seen the image of Trump appear in the sky above Mount Rushmore.
I thought you were going to say the potato salad, but that's good. There's Trump.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. I mean, what is this like? You're outside. You're out Mount Rushmore. There's a bunch of maggots looking at the mountain. Like, where's the ley line? I can't tell where the Jesus portal is. Oh, my God. I see Donald Trump in the clouds. Do they start screaming? Losing their shit. I mean, there's nothing casual about seeing the anointed almighty Donald Trump shitting his diaper up in the sky. That's amazing.
Among the participants at this event was South Dakota State Representative Joe Donnell.
Nine!
Prior to the event, he appeared on a program this is what we're playing. Hosted by conference organizer Mary Crowley.
Yes.
During which Mary, M-E-R-I, just so you know. So it's not wrong. Like, it's not your
it's the British,
boring old Mary.
It's the British
M-E-R-I.
Spelling.
Mary Crowley, during which he asserted that Mount Rushmore is a demonic portal that is spreading communism across the nation.
I get to assert something. I'm asserting something. Give me a second. I'm going to assert something that we're under the force of communism and evil Batman. I'm going to assert some wild shit.
Times that comes in the form of an altar, an active altar that's acts as a portal for demonic things. What we're really dealing with in that portal is communism. That witchcraft altar and those things that are happening in the Black Hills is what we're really dealing with.
Those black. Why they have like, to be black?
You know, he sounds like Buffalo Bill.
Those things that are happening.
Who played Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs? Ted Levine. He sounds like Ted fucking Levine.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, listen to him. Didn't play Buffalo Bill.
Witchcraft altar and those things that are happening in the Black Hills is what we're really dealing with is communism. It's the ideology and all the demonic entities and spirits behind
God, this guy, you're bored.
This is a state representative. He votes on the laws of one of the states of our nation.
Someone said, hey, who are you voting for? And then someone answered back, Joe Donaldson, right?
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
There's a demonic portal. He should have said told.
Maybe I wasn't totally on with that. But it sounds, I mean, play more of it. It's funny. God, that's
Mr. My family will pay cash. Whatever ransom you're asking for, they'll pay it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
That's our state legislator from North South Dakota. That's Jim Donaldson, Joe Donaldson, everybody. Oh, shit, that's...
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, the context is very, you know, not funny. It's about cannibalism. Well, I guess serial killers, but...
Yeah.
The musical.
The, it rubs the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again.
It's a scene where the victim is like, I'm gonna kill your dog, mister!
Right. And Gar! he's getting their skin
lotioned up so that he's making human leather.
A rough scene, and I will say this, due to poor organizational skills, Jodie Foster's character ended up at the wrong place at the wrong time.
That witchcraft altar and those things that are happening in the Black Hills, what we're really dealing with is communism. It's the ideology and all the demonic entities and spirits behind that.
Perfect. That sounds good. Where do I book that cruise?
South Dakota State Representative.
Why don't...
Great job, guys. Boy. All eight of you that voted in that district, I'm sure.
You know, somebody, there must be vulture. Where? No, it's Idaho. That's where all the horrible...
A lot of badness. Yeah.
Why don't you just make a theme park out there? Call it like...
They are.
Oh, they don't need one.
Yeah. Nazi land.
I get it. You know, this is the problem. It's like we have these horrible people. And when I see it here about Idaho, I see a solution. We can put them there and they can't, and just make them stay there, right? And not let them out of Idaho. Then they won't fuck with anybody. But that's wrong, right?
Right.
Even though they're Nazis?
Yeah, we don't want to.
But they're Nazis.
Well, you know.
They don't have a good track record of behaving properly. And I'm not general. I am generalizing.
Yeah,
fuck these Nazis.
You can generalize
we
Nazis.
Can't throw them in Idaho. So fuck off. Enjoy yourselves, you fucks. Have a ball.
But we don't want that to happen.
You laugh at the wrong parts of Hogan's Heroes.
Because there are non-Nazis in Idaho that
I've by been definition over will this. Be- Yeah. I've been over this. We will move you to somewhere.
What if they like where they live? What if they?
I'm going to say
family's
this.
Homestead.
You live in Idaho. I'm going to throw a dart at the map, and I bet it's going to find somewhere better. I bet.
We got time left here in the Big Old Show. This is bad news. Maybe for Elon.
Oh, yeah.
And Twitter.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just perpetual bad news.
Because Elon has been warned by the EU now that Twitter needs to start monitoring and moderating their dangerous content by August 25th, or they risk being in violation of the bloc's landmark rules to rein in big tech.
Yes, you know, Elon, what they had over there was a genocide. They had a bunch of genocide, and they're trying to avoid shit like that. So they don't want your dumb platform proliferating a bunch of Nazi shit. Did they not have moderators? I'm confused. What's the problem?
No, he fired all of them.
Dude, you run Twitter. Who's moderating then? You fired them? I do shows every once in a while where it's like, I will put a bucket out there and I will, as the audience is coming in, I'll say, hey, if you have a suggestion of something you would like to hear discussed tonight, just put it in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And then people pull from the bucket. But before I start pulling from the bucket, I find some reasonable comedian. I'm like, pull out all the racist shit. I don't, you know what I mean? Just get, you have to.
You
look.
Censor the,
yes!
The crowd's choices?
Fuck yes. It's like, not saying that. It's Florida. And that, I mean, he's running Twitter.
Also, in the news,
yes,
they're talking about the jury selection. How are they going to do that here in Florida? I mean,
I don't know. In a fucked up manner.
Sadly, it's a very Trumpy, pro-Trump state, and they'll lie. You know, they'll lie.
Right. Well, you,
when they're being interviewed, you're not supposed to lie. And they will say, no, I don't know if I like him that much.
Well, see, the lying thing is for them is weird because the guy that's anointed by God, that's their dude lies.
Sure.
So that's a tough
thing. They don't care.
Their Jesus lies.
There's a story, the BBC says, when Trump goes on trial in this classified document case, the court will have to find 12 Florida jurors who can leave their opinion of the former president at the door. That won't be easy.
Yeah, hey, I'll do it. I want want to be on that fucking jury. I want to see that fucker in jail.
Hopefully they'll be able to even convince.
I mean,
some Trumpers that
wants to convince
that he did break the law.
He took the
but
shit.
But if it's like, you know, 11-1 or 10-2, I'm thinking there's going to be some bias involved there.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm not voting to convict. But yeah, shit, man.
Fortunately, I just had jury duty, so not that long ago.
You're not going to make that jury.
No.
What is this show?
Jeez.
What is this podcast fuck? You do?
We, why?
I would be fair.
Oh, of course. And you would listen. I would be fair, too. I want to be on that fucking thing. God, I want to see all those fucking people in jail so bad. Let me be fair. I want to be fair, too.
Over at Truth.
Yes.
It's kind of the same old, same old. Him retruthing all kinds of insane shit. But there's an ad in the Truth stream.
Okay.
The Trumpinator bobblehead.
Can I see? I want to see this.
It's the Terminator, but just with Trump's head with the sunglasses on.
Is this so like a 3D printer popped out like 8 million of these fucking things? Nobody wants that.
I'll be back 2024.
He's like, he's, yes. Is it? Can anybody use his likeness to make an action figure like that, or does he own his own likeness?
Not when you're a public figure like that.
That must make him crazy.
3 hours ago, DeSanctimonious showed up today in Eagle Pass on the Texas border with almost no crowd or excitement. He is a failed candidate whose sole purpose in making the trip was to reiterate the fact that he would do all the things done by me in creating the strongest border by far in U.S. history. A total waste of time.
I mean, yeah, Trump, that must piss him off that DeSanctimonious is trying to take his issue. I mean, is he going to be build the wall again?
Yeah, everything except, yeah.
The build the wall thing will be problematic because they tried to build the wall. And then you could break through it with a hot butter knife, correct?
Well done.
You didn't build built a wall and it sucked.
5 hours ago, congratulations to Judge Jeanine Pirro on her new book, Crimes Against America. Joe Biden, Schumer, and the remaining communists, Marxists, and fascists are destroying our nation. Jeanine, respected by all, that isn't untrue.
That's not true.
Explains it in a highly sophisticated manner. I'm sure that's not
true. Oh, yeah. That is not true.
Sophisticated.
Shelby, is that true? Is that truthful?
I'm sure she bought 10,000 copies of her own book.
Oh, yeah.
Like they all do.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around the person that is like, oh, I had a hard day at work. I'm going to have a glass of wine. I'm going to read the Jeanine Pirro book while I listen to some Miles Davis in my study. Who is reading this book?
Pirro's?
Who's reading the whole book?
Trumpers?
Is she a particularly great writer?
They're not going to read it. They'll buy it.
That's the thing, right? They're not going to read the book. That's what the publishers must say to these people. Listen.
You know, they buy it. They'll give it to each other at Christmas and...
yeah.
Hitler's birthday celebrations.
Oh, they love that. Hire a ghostwriter. Get it out there. No one's reading it anyway, right?
Rinse and repeat. 6 hours ago. So Fox News, which is down 37% in the ratings.
Oh, that's horrible.
Doesn't cover my getting the Man of the Decade Award.
What is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got them in the wrong order. Here we go. Fox News just covered from beginning to end the Ron DeSanctimonious, very boring news conference at the border, but didn't cover 1 minute of my two big speeches on Saturday and Sunday night, one for faith and freedom in D.C.,
the other about trade in Michigan, where I was presented with the Man of the Decade Award.
From
the De Sanctis speech was just a refresh of all the things I did to have the safest and strong border in U.S. history. Also, I'm up on him by 40 points. And also up big on Biden! Exclamation point.
God, he's killing it. He's killing it.
Then he said, so Fox News down 37% in the ratings doesn't cover my getting Man of the Decade Award because of my great trade policies in Michigan or my keynote speech for Faith and Freedom in D.C. And then wants me to show up and get them ratings for their presidential debate. That's incredible.
Oh, there you go. See, he will never fucking debate because he will always wiggle out of it.
Where I'm leading the field by 40 points. All they do is promote against all hope. Ron DeSanctimonious, and he's dropping like a rack. Sorry, Fox News. Life doesn't work that way. 3 exclamation points.
I mean, this is the thing. I don't care. It's just I'm trying to think about like the professionals Ron DeSanctimonious has to pay to respond to this, right?
Yeah.
And Trump just does it by himself. They are not equipped for this. Ron DeSanctimonious is not built
none of them
for
were.
Yeah. A lot of things, but not for going after Trump. I don't see it.
Yeah, none of them were.
Are. Not even Jeb or Mittens. Jeb, Mittens, Rand Paul. Who else ran? Ben Carson wasn't. Chris Christie, no.
Ted Cruz.
Mike Pence, no. Ted Cruz, almost.
Lying Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz,
lying
almost.
Ted, lying Ted.
I see, that's the guy. I want Ted Cruz to write a book, and I don't want it to be a ghostwriter. I want that fuck to write a book and explain how he got so far on that horrible personality. Because that is truly a miracle. He's a senator.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's Texas.
He sucks. Yeah. Is it about more about Texas than anything?
I listened to Donald Trump's speech last night, and he had the audacity to say that he got indicted for us. Now, I don't know how it benefited the American people for him to take highly sensitive intelligence and secret documents out of the White House to stonewall the government on returning them for over a year and a half, to subject himself to a raid by the FBI, even though they had asked him voluntarily to return this stuff. To then be subject to an indictment, which is obviously going to be one of great trouble for the country.
If I'm elected president, God. I'm going to close all the bridges around Mar-a-Lago like I did in Jersey.
He's talking about Trump.
Chris Christie, by the way.
Yes. He's talking about Trump like he's a Democrat or something. Like Trump is a Democrat and people voting for Trump actually would care about this person being in trouble. They don't give a shit, Chris Christie. None of these maggots fucking care. What are your numbers? What are Chris Christie's fucking loser ass bitch numbers now?
2 or 3%.
They don't care.
I don't know what Trump was doing. He was pretending like he was lifting weights or something. This was during his speech in Michigan.
Nobody covered this.
It's hard to believe, my friend.
Oh, oops.
See,
a fact. We love God and we want to protect ourselves. We want to protect the cherished position of believing in God. And I think
meanwhile, on the other side of the screen, own physical gold, free gold coin on qualifying orders. For offer details, text Trump to, yes. And then there's the number to text.
What is it? Yeah. You know, I
unqualified.
The difference
orders.
Between Trump and Chris Christie is that Trump is telling something, just telling the maggots what they want to hear. He is giving them what they want. You are not giving them, you're not giving your audience what they want. There is no audience for you. You're losing. What does he think they give a shit about the truth? Or him being a criminal? They don't care, dude. It's insane.
If these corrupt persecutions succeed, they will complete their takeover of this country and destroy your way of life forever. And that's where it's going. That's where it's going. It's a disgrace. They wanted
by going after him.
Yes. Yes.
By holding him accountable for his crime. This- a tiny, tiny portion of his myriad crimes, I'm sure. This is going to ruin the American way of life. They're coming. They're coming after you.
I don't think Chris Christie is in reality right now because, like, just listen to Trump's speech. That's a fascist. And that's who maggots want. They want a fascist, you idiot.
Yeah.
Forever. And that's where it's going. That's where it's going. It's a disgrace. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. It's very simple.
Oh, them.
Oh, God.
Who's them?
Oh, yeah.
Who is them?
Oh,
Hunter
God.
Biden.
I haven't been moist down there since Hee-Haw went off the air.
I mean, I don't understand how the Republicans, I don't get their plan. Like, they want Donald Trump to be president. That's what their plan is telling me.
Yes.
By saying Chris Christie's running, he's running at 3%. And that's the big boogeyman coming to get Donald Trump. He's going to say, if Chris Christie hangs around for any length of time, it's going to be fat jokes. And it'll be over for him. There you go.
We hate blacks.
Yeah, and it's... I don't know why the Christie thing is lies. That's a lie. The lie saying that he's coming on there as a spoiler for Trump. That is hilarious. That is a lie. There's nothing you can do to spoil him. If the indictments didn't spoil him. Right?
Oh, Christie's at 5%. The latest poll, he passed Nikki Haley at 4.
Oh, congratulations! Wow! Do you have a statement to make, Chris?
1 point behind Pence at 6.
Yes, Governor Bridge Closer, what can you say for yourself? Where's Pence again?
6%. Third place.
You're in the same place as the guy they tried to hang, dude.
April, Trump has gone up five points.
He's gone up since this
DeSantis
shit.
Has gone down nine
Sit
points.
Down, you losers. You
Pence
will...
up one.
Negligible.
Christie up five, but that's only because he just started.
You weren't doing anything, and now, now you're there. That's why.
But he's leapt, or, you know, is another Fantasia image. Christie pirouetted into fourth place.
Take some lessons
Nikki
on...
Nikki Haley lost 1 point.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nikki.
Since
That's
April.
Not surprising, I guess.
Tim Scott has stayed the same.
Who is that?
The
guy's running?
Senator from one of the Carolinas.
Okay. What's he at again?
3%.
Okay.
Ramaswamy.
Yes.
3%. Up one.
Oh, wow. What did you do to gain that percentage point? Do you know?
And,
can you replicate it?
And I don't know why Trump, I saw this in his speech again. He's like, Asa Hutchinson, but I call him Ada. I won't say why I
he
do.
He quit.
I won't say why I do.
He resigned.
Who?
I thought Asa Hutchinson resigned.
From the race?
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, maybe.
No. The other one. Sununu.
Sununu did.
That's right.
Asa down 1 point to 2 points since April.
Oh, I can't believe it. And the governor of Oklahoma supporting you, too. You're going to be the guy that takes out Trump. That's right.
Ron DeSanctimonious is really being punished in the polls. He is falling, failing, !! At a level rarely seen in American politics. prior to getting my endorsement, his campaign was, all caps, dead.
It was!
He was a very unskilled politician. What I did for him was artificial. Inflation of his numbers, artificial. He is now proving to be unskilled yet again. Also, disloyalty has a price!
God.
Point.
He sounds like Dungeons and Dragons or some shit. What the? Disloyalty has a price. What the fuck are you talking about, Schittler? What price? What are you doing? Good God.
Then he retruthed, a great honor to have such a statement by Stephen Miller,
what?
A true American patriot.
Ah!
Thank you, Stephen.
Jeez.
Stephen Miller truthed, as someone who was there from the beginning, today it is my profound honor to formally endorse Donald J. Trump for re-election as president of the United States. Read my full statement below.
And it's the full statement.
Big screen.
I got your full statement right here, you little Nazi fuck. What?
Now the same forces who tried to frame him, who tried to remove him, who broke every rule in the book to try to stop him, are trying to jail him.
Jeez.
Why? Because they know if he gets back into the Oval Office, he will stop them. Stop them from cheating and bleeding and ransacking our country. Stop them from taking your voice and your vote. Stop them from illicitly spying and censoring and dragging us into military conflicts that yield only pain and hardship. Letting the blacks run rampant.
That's not, did he say that?
Oh, no.
He didn't say that.
I might have added that, but you weren't sure.
You weren't sure. Stephen Miller, he makes your skin crawl.
So let us choose peace. Let us stand with the man who has always stood with us. Let us stand with President Trump more now than ever.
Go in the fucking woods, you Nazi, and fuck yourself. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Go to the swamp. Put a bunch of shitload of rocks in your pocket and go swimming in the swamp, you fuck.
Stephen Miller.
Jeez. It's like he's disturbing. It's like he won't stop.
I will immediately sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto the lives of our children.
We put down the plastic. Oh, how disturbing.
It's like a Gallagher concert.
It really is. It's like, how in the fuck are we saddled with this Nazi? And I'm just frustrated because I feel like the Republicans are just saying, hey, Merrick Garland, will you take care of this for us? Because we're not doing anything. We don't give a shit. We're not going to do anything about Trump. We're just going to let it happen. And we hope the Justice Department will arrest his ass. Is that what they're doing?
Sure.
That pisses me off. That's not fair. Come get your person.
Skipping.
And was this Ted Nugent?
Now, everybody go forth and convince your family, your friends, your neighbors, your fishing buddies, your hunting buddies at the barbecue. It is your moral obligation to convince everybody in your life that the only way to save America is to vote for Donald J. Trump.
Is this recent?
Jailbait! Look at you there! Jailbait! I'm glad you don't have hair! Jailbait!
When Ted Nugent was interviewed on the Actor Studio...
Donald J. Trump is the warrior. He's the man in the arena. And if we cannot convince enough Americans to overwhelmingly support this great man, then we deserve what we get. So raise hell like you mean it. I love real Michigan. Thank you very much.
You know, Donald Trump's the man in the arena.
That's at the speech that Trump was at. He opened for Trump.
Who's opening for me?
Nugent.
Ted Nugent. I mean, if you wanted to get to Trump is the man in the arena, and I'm the person in charge of getting Trump down in that arena, my first question is there an elevator? Is there an elevator?
Where's three doors down?
I hope there's not an incline to any of this shit, because he might not make it. Yeah, where is three doors down? We've forgotten about them. I see you fascists. I haven't forgotten. I remember.
I see you.
I see you, enemy. What's up? Hey, what's going on with the inaugural shit? Is nobody gives a fuck about that?
Oh, God.
Jack! I mean,
it's exhausting.
Get Jack Smith on the fucking phone. Jack, you wear this inaugural shit, and what's going on? You looking into it, or is it just...
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy! 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 You are my enemy!
That's almost a good vocal warm-up. Out on the diaphragm. Enemy! Enemy! You are
I see
my
you, enemy!
Enemy, enemy, you are my enemy. I see you, enemy. What does he mean by that? I need some heroin.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
Somebody needs a lore tab. God.
Always worth a play.
Man. Shakespearean even.
Yeah.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I might have hit the last word of that verse line a little harder there.
I've got everywhere. Fires of human liberty, and humans are on fire everywhere or something? Or
humans are on fire. Where are they on fire? Everywhere!
Please clap.
Yes. All the humans are on fire. Isn't that great?
Something Alex Jones never has to say. Please clap.
Please clap.
Because he always gives it 100%.
Yeah. He
never disappoints.
Right. In a true performer, man, they know how to elicit applause, right?
Yeah.
Some of those bits he cuts off on four and gets a laugh, right?
See if you can work an applause break into this.
Yeah, I'm going to do a callback in the second segment.
Yes, when I'm talking about how I really love fascism.
I took a class at the HaHa in North Hollywood.
I had to buy 7 tickets to perform. There are nothing but Nazis in the audience.
Couple minutes left here just in the big old show. We'll probably maybe, I don't know, I give it 50-60% chance.
Yeah.
We'll be here on Wednesday because I am having a tooth implant crammed
That's
into
right.
my face tomorrow.
That's right.
Actually, the socket.
Right.
It takes another few months before I get my actual tooth. Check our social media.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely off tomorrow because I'll be
right
under the knife. And then Wednesday, maybe.
Yes.
But thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast. We're available on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app. Go on crabdiving.com/Amazon.
There is a story at the Washington Post about who exactly right now is supporting Ron DeSantis.
Like physically?
Like who the people are that...
Or just like emotionally?
The type of people. Yeah. Standing outside... Yeah.
Who are these people?
Standing outside an auditorium where DeSantis drew more than 1,500 people. In South Carolina.
Is that true? Who gave us that number?
See, the Washington Post.
Okay. See, now I don't believe people.
Dolores McManus explained why she's supporting him for president, bringing up a TikTok video making the rounds on conservative media that shows, quote, a fairy godmother's apprentice wearing a purple gown, blue eyeshadow, and a mustache, and welcoming a young girl to Disneyland.
Oh, I see.
A Fox News host dubbed the employee Cinderfella.
You know, man, you guys at Fox should be ashamed of yourselves. Go fuck yourself.
It's horrible, she said, 76. Who Fred, not that there's anything wrong with being 76.
Wait, this is a...
this is a DeSantis fan. It's not the world I grew up in. She likes that DeSantis took aim at Disney after it opposed the limits he enacted on discussions of gender and sexual orientation in school.
The world you grew up in is in the past, and then the world we have in front of us is in the future, meaning
You are never in the world you were in a second ago, and you're never in the world. You're not in the world you grew up in. It's impossible.
She says DeSantis is better suited than Trump because Trump is too crass. We need somebody that's a little more tame, but yet is willing to go and do what's right for the country.
I think DeSantis is...
Whether or not, quote, other people think it's wrong.
Wait.
There's your fascism right there.
Right.
We're going to do what's right for the country, even if everybody thinks it's like, wrong.
Yeah, you're worried about your freedom to say all your bullshit. I think these people are fucked up. I mean, you know, that's the statement of the understatement of the
year.
Yeah,
one could argue that the DeSantis hardcore people are scarier than the hardcore Trumpies, maybe.
Yeah, they all the DeSantis people, well, they all are into that don't tread on me flag. That snake. They all like their freedom.
DeSantis has yet, however, to bounce back from a double-digit drop in the polls this spring.
How are you going to convince people to give you money when all Donald Trump has to say is, look at that fat loser, he sucks, he can't even handle Disney World, his wife's ugly. I'm trying to think of the other shit Trump's going to say about you, you dumb fuck.
Gay.
Yeah, he'll say you're gay.
Remember that one?
No, I don't
and even... And penis size?
DeSantis had a small dick.
Yeah, and we did the story that's where they want to go. Trump wants to start making jokes about DeSantis having a small dick.
Who do you think you're running against, Ron? You're not connected to reality. You're just not.
Voters lined up outside DeSantis's recent stop sporting awake but not woke pins.
This
freedom t-shirts, and in one case, an army hat bearing the crossed out words critical race theory.
See, that's getting somewhere with these people. They don't want, they
He's
have
a hat with no critical
yes,
race theory.
Right. See, that's point. See, that's negative. No, we hate critical race theory. We hate Hillary Clinton. You got to talk about shit they hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like.
Well, he does.
Yeah.
But Trump just does it better.
Nobody does it like Trump now. I'm sorry, Ron, and I don't know what to tell you. You want me to lie to you and say you're doing a good job?
DeSantis voters say they're impressed by battles DeSantis has waged and the enemies he's made, including the media, liberal governors in other states, like California and Disney. He's taking arrows, and it doesn't stop him from doing what I think is right, says Daphne. 63 backing DeSantis.
Daphne, are you not looking at the news? He's dropping in the polls and he's not bouncing back. Advile Experience says he's yet to bounce back from some precipitous fucking drop in the polls. He hasn't bounced back. It's like these people are dumb as shit. He hasn't bounced back.
Hands off our children, says one woman who also plans to vote for DeSantis, chiming in as they waited for the governor. She recounted objecting to a graphic novel her son brought home from elementary school called Drama, which includes, oh my God, the transgression, Ryan.
Yes.
There's a gay character who, in a pinch, steps in for a female actor in a play and kisses a boy on stage.
God, everybody is fucked up on opioids, and these people are like, look at this gay person. It's a graphic novel. God.
We got to go back.
You stupid shitbag.
Possibly is probably and possibly on Wednesday.
Possibly.
Otherwise, maybe Thursday, definitely Friday, at Crab Diving.
Yay!
Check us out on the Twitter to see if we're going to be here. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or the banner on the webpage. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
This is who we are!
Fuck Jesse Waters. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.